Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Stormswept by Sabrina Jeffries, narrated by Carmen Rose. Prologue. Carmarthen, Wales, June 1783. Juliana St. Albans knew hardly anyone at her betrothal dinner. Her family had invited only the cream of Carmarthen society, so most other guests were English nobility connected with her betrothed. A 20-course feast awaited them. Champagne already flowed freely, and a costly orchestra was playing. She would have preferred less ostentation, but whatever Darcy St. Albans, the Earl of Northcliffe, wanted, he got, and her brother wanted to impress everyone with his newfound wealth, particularly her husband-to-be, Stephen Wyndham, Marquess of Devon. Believing the Marquess to be as ambitious as himself, Darcy had already invested in a mining project with Stephen, but her kind and considerate betrothed was nothing like her bullying brother. Stephen was more like Rhys. As the image of a tall, lean man with eyes blue as the Celtic sea leapt into her mind, she frowned. Why couldn't she evict Rhys Vaughan from her thoughts?
"I'm not betraying him by doing this. I'm not."
He was dead, for pity's sake. She had a right to be happy, to have children at last. At 27, she wasn't getting any younger, and since her one glorious night with Rhys 6 years ago hadn't given her a child. A blush stained her cheeks.
Oh, bother!
Lifting her skirts, she headed for the stairs. She refused to spend one more moment thinking about a man who hadn't even tried to write her.